#KEPCORBYN for a party that fights for workers. This has to stop, and we are going to stop it. This is the message of legions of workers fighting zero-hour contracts, poverty pay and the gig economy. Deliveroo drivers struck against their bosses grasping. He wanted to do away with hourly rates, and instead pay them per delivery. Just £3.75 an order. We can't survive on £3.75, declared pickets, revving their bikes, and battering drums outside HQ. The strike won. Those drivers have now spread the fight to Uberites. Some workers have to gig for both to make ends meet. And their Uber brothers and sisters who deliver people instead of meals are organizing against similar problems, no guaranteed hours or rates of pay. Strike. Meanwhile, cinema workers at the Ritzy Picture House are again balloting for walkouts. After 13 strike days last year, they won a 26% raise. Just short of the London living wage. Management promised to discuss paying the full amount this year, but has refused. This is casual labor. This is piecework. This is starvation pay. The bosses have taken us back in time, back to the 19th century. The Tories and Blairites abetted them. That is why the anti-austerity movement massing behind Jeremy Corbyn's Labour leadership is so important. His platform opposes zero-hour contracts, and promises a £10 an hour minimum wage. These and other pro-worker policies are why trade unions should support him. And many do. One of the most enthusiastic is Bakers Union's BFAWU, which has led victorious strikes against zero-hour contracts at Hovis. Labour's right wing is so petrified of organised workers, that it has suspended BFAWU's pro-Corbyn General Secretary Ronnie Draper. Ronnie has been a Labour Party member for 4 decades. This open assault on democracy is an outrage. The Socialist Party condemns it, and calls for Ronnie's reinstatement. Ronnie will join Shadow Chancellor John McDonnell at the National Shop Stewards Network lobby of this year's Trade Union Congress. All these crucial issues will be on the agenda. Join fellow trade unionists and socialists on the NSSN lobby in Brighton on the 11th of September, 1 p.m. in the Ashdown Suite, Holiday Inn, 137 Kings Road, Seafront, Brighton BN1, 2JF.